When things go wrong, don't go with them. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friends from Brainy Dose talk with us about how to respond and what to do when things don't go the way you planned. Enjoy.
Sometimes life doesn't go as planned. Perhaps it's a job that we wanted, a relationship that seemed so promising, or even just plans we made for a particular day. Unexpected things happen, and what we had hoped for doesn't turn out the way we imagined. We all have those times when things are just not working out, and it's okay and normal to feel scared or nervous. As humans, we prefer order over chaos, the known over unknown, and familiar over unfamiliar. Whenever we feel disappointment, it's like a setback, and it slows us down. It throws us off course. The following tips should help you when things in your life don't go as planned. Number 1. Acknowledge your thoughts. When things don't go according to your plans, your thoughts can get out of hand. They can either remind you of the past or make you worry about the future. Now, of course, you can't just ignore your thoughts or stop thinking, but instead of trying to resist them, recognize that these thoughts exist without judgment or negativity. Acknowledge that you are upset, sad, or disappointed. Once you calm down, you can begin to address the issue. Number 2. Don't take things personally. There are times when things are out of anyone's control. During these times, tensions can definitely run high, and the matter of politeness can go right out the window. Try to recognize when this happens, and whatever you do, don't take things personally. Keeping your emotions in check can help you work effectively toward a solution. Number 3. Assess what went wrong. Be objective in how you look at a situation. Try to get a clear view of what happened and avoid blaming and pointing fingers. Make sure your approach is neutral because stress or emotions can cloud your judgment. You should evaluate the good and the bad and make an assessment of the situation based on the pros and cons. Number 4. Identify how it occurred. When there's a problem, you probably try to make the best of the situation. While it's important to develop a healthy coping mechanism, understanding how the problem occurred in the first place is equally important. It's normal to think that a problem is out of your control, but most of the time, a lot of things can be prevented. It all comes down to the amount of responsibility you take over the problem. Number 5. Recognize if you're reacting or responding. You can't change the negative things that happen to you, but the way you react to them is something you can change. If you don't learn to deal with negative setbacks, you'll find yourself caught in a negative cycle, creating even more headaches. This is why it's so important to understand what went wrong so you can respond properly. Again, this doesn't mean that you should blame yourself or others. It means figuring out what led to the problem by looking at the series of things leading up to it. This is an excellent way to understand how you can prevent a situation from happening again and learn how to do things better next time. Number 6. Give yourself a break. Sometimes life can get difficult and things can get really tough. But even during these times, taking time out from everything that is happening can work wonders on your mind. Find a quiet place and take a few moments to just breathe and calm yourself down. It's a good idea to distance yourself from the situation for a little while, be it a few minutes, an hour, or a day, however much time you need. You can engage in relaxing activities such as reading a book, working on a hobby, or listening to your favorite playlist. This will help you calm down so you can resume with a clear mind. In fact, not only will you feel better, but you'll find new ideas coming to mind, helping you work on solutions to the problem you're dealing with. Number 7. Explore your original expectations. It's easy to get frustrated when things don't go as planned. It's what happens when things don't meet your expectations. Look at the situation and think about the expectations you had. sometimes your expectations are very reasonable, but other times, not so much. Breaking down your desires in a logical manner can be challenging. That's because they are largely driven by emotions. However, doing this can help you explore your expectations in greater depth. Number 8, you can vent. Just don't dwell on the problem. When things aren't working out, often getting angry may be your first reaction. It's easy to get angry at a person who betrayed you, that company that's mistreating you, at your car for breaking down at the absolute worst time, and so on. If you feel frustrated and overwhelmed, go ahead and let off some steam. Call a friend, complain, cry about it, or scream at the top of your lungs. Whatever works for you. Just don't get too caught up in the process. Venting is not about letting your rage out on someone. If you don't have a trusted friend to talk to, try a solitary activity like writing in a journal. Let your feelings flow. Get them out of the way and then move on. Number 9, focus on the positive. Even when everything is going horribly wrong, your perspective is what truly matters. Catastrophizing only creates additional stress. When you only focus on the negative, you fail to acknowledge what is right in your life. To keep your chin up in a difficult situation, take some time to identify the positive things happening in other areas of your life. You'll be surprised at how much you can maintain your focus if you just stay positive, even during challenging times. Learning to deal with setbacks in a positive way rather than letting them throw you off course will help you deal with life's challenges more effectively.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.